This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Only women get pregnant, but they can't do it alone. Is it ethical, then, that women should be primarily held responsible for preventing pregnancy? In other words, is it ethical to hold a person accountable for their biology?
You sent us these responses.
From Montana, with power comes responsibility. Do we as humans have the personal responsibility to learn about our bodies and make ethical or functional choices concerning them? Yes, because ignorance doesn't prevent pregnancy or rape or the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases. Anyone, male or female, that doesn't intend on breeding needs to hold himself or herself accountable. From West Virginia, it may not be ethical, but it is very practical for a woman to be responsible for preventing pregnancy. But yes, men need to take responsibility for it too. From Montana, pregnancy is one obvious example along a sliding scale of biological advantages and disadvantages. Is it likewise a duty to bring such natural gifts to use or to term if they have? Does Michael Vick have a responsibility to play football? Should he get his entire paycheck if he does? And what do philosophers have to say?
In the film, Monty Python and the Life of Brian, there's a scene where a man demands the right to have babies, but alas, biology won't accommodate his demands.
So far, at least, only women get pregnant, and that one difference has made all the difference in how women have been treated throughout the ages. In her seminal book, The Feminine Mystique, Betty Friedan wrote,
"Anatomy was her destiny."
She, too, was implying that biology sometimes forcefully shapes our lives. It gives us gifts and it gives us burdens.
So a woman has both the gift and the burden of becoming pregnant and of carrying the fetus for 9 months. So does it follow that she alone is responsible for preventing unwanted pregnancies?
We have to be careful not to confuse accountability with responsibility. The woman is ultimately accountable for being pregnant. Biologically, she's got to deal with it.
But it takes two to tango. Even if the pregnancy happens because of failed contraception, both the man and the woman are responsible for what they have set in motion.
For next week's topic and the first week of each month, we examine a fundamental idea grounding ethics. This show is produced by the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
This is Danny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.